الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on August 6, 2023, with a meeting with the commander's crew and families of the 86th flotilla of the Islamic Republic of Iran's Navy. The next point is that your endeavor provided valuable experience in the field of seafaring for the Navy and the military forces. In other words, new experiences have been gained. You crossed the Pacific Ocean, and this has never been done in our maritime history. You passed through challenging straits and waterways, as mentioned in the report. Passing through some of these straits was a difficult technical task that requires skill. You accomplished this. You were able to pass through these straits and difficult routes without any unfavorable event taking place. Encountering complications on the seas in remote areas. When you were thousands of kilometers away from home, you encountered various issues that you faced and dealt with them. Another experience was your self-sufficiency in fuel, electricity, and facilities for healthcare. That is, during this adventurous voyage, you became self-sufficient in obtaining fuel, electricity, and energy and healthcare, in terms of both hygiene and treatment. You were able to perform surgical procedures. These are very valuable experiences.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
You were also able to gain new experience in communicating with your headquarters. This communication itself is a very important point. The ability to communicate. These were your experiences. These are scientific assets. These things that I have mentioned, these achievements, are all scientific assets and should be taught in universities. They can be presented as course material in naval universities and in academies that are related to the subject. The next point is that what you have accomplished has improved Iran's international image. What I want to say is that the political value of your work was no less than its military value. The fact that you were able to carry out such a large task on the sea, that you demonstrated Iran possesses this amount of power, this number of young people, this scientific capability and this vast amount of skill, which allowed it to accomplish such a great task, brought about international status for the country. The next point is that there are several lessons to be learned from this seafaring. It had significant lessons.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me.